So let's go down to the Fremantle change rooms, because the young man has been good enough to join us from the Dockers. His name is Connor Blakely. And good on you, Connor. Thanks for your time. You there, Connor?
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Well, how did Ross sum that up post-game?
In general, he was really, really happy with our second and third quarter, but I think it was the first quarter that definitely let us down. He came in and got us all in as a group and just realigned us with all our focuses and the way we want to represent the Fremantle Footy Club. And it really got us into action into the second quarter and third, and he was really happy with that. So I think there's a bit of positives to take out of today. It was, our second and third quarter. We played the way we want to play. We built the ball really well. Our effort was there. It was just the first quarter where we were basically asleep and came for a picnic a little bit, and our tackling was down and things like that. But then in the fourth, we died off. So there is positives within the negatives.
A few of you young boys are starting to get a couple of games amongst you now. You must be pleased with that. He would have been pleased. Did he have a word to you personally?
No, he hasn't really had a word to me personally, but I think he's really, really happy with how the young guys are developing, and each week we're getting a bit more better with our ball use and decision-making and defence and things like that. So he just, after the game, he just spoke about men of character, and this footy club wants to build men of character, and it's something that footy is a challenging game, and you got to be a really strong person to survive. So that's the type of guy Ross is. He just wants to build people into being really good people and strong characters.
As you said, we saw at quarter time, he really hustled you all up at quarter time with that effort in the first term. But what about the last quarter? You seem to be going up, and not you personally, but the team seemed to be going up and down on the one spot. To have 8 goals kicked on you in the last quarter, he wouldn't have been too pleased with that, I assume.
Yeah, definitely. It was a bit like the first where we just fell away a little bit. I think, especially in the sense where bounces at the start of the fourth quarter, they dominated a bit, and we weren't quick enough to react to that. And then there's a few things that we just need a bit more on-field leadership to get it done. And it was a bit unfortunate because we were riding the game and we had a bit of momentum, and then the crowd got on top for them. And, unfortunately, they ran away with it.
But you did have some friends, though. When you came good late in the second quarter and early in the third, there was a contingent of Freo fans here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they made a bit of noise for that. It was good. In the second and third, we were up and about. They got us through, so it was good to see a fair few Melbourne Freo supporters.
What's something you pride yourself on, Connor? You had 9 contested possessions today. Is that something you base your game around, contested footy?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not the quickest by my leg, that's for sure. So I think something that I definitely focus on every week is making sure that I'm really hard inside, and making sure that I'm dishing it out to those guys who can run with the ball, like guys like Stephen Hill and Tommy Sheridan. So something that growing up I've always looked to do is just be really hard and get my nails dirty, and it's definitely paying off a little bit.
Are you feeling a little bit more comfortable out there?
I wouldn't really say comfortable. I think I'm just getting a little bit more used to it, and I'm not really stressing out as much pre-game, and I'm not overthinking things anymore. I think that was definitely something in my first few matches. I was just wasting so much energy pre-game and worrying about like what I need to do and my role for the team. So these days I'm not really thinking about things too much. I'm just letting my natural instincts take over, and that's the way I've always played footy growing up. So I think something that I'll just continue to do and just not stress out too much.
Connor, what's the message to all the Dockers supporters? We've had plenty of talk back on 880-26BR40. What's the message going into the Bombers game next week?
Yeah, stick by us, definitely. The second and third quarter is something that we can really draw some sort of confidence from. And if we sustain that for 4 quarters, then it should be a good showing next Saturday night against Essendon. So, yeah, definitely stick by us and come down, help support us, and hopefully see the first win for the year.
Good on you, Connor. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Boys.
Rehab up. Have a safe trip home. Connor Blakely there from the Fremantle Dockers.